The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora and welcome to Sport with Jack, first interview for 2026. On the phone this morning I have Dot Abbey from Christchurch, who is the whānau facilitator in New Zealand, NZCL. Can you share a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yes, thanks for having me on, first one of 2026, that's very cool. So I'm Abbey, I'm originally from Wellington. Mm-hmm. Born and bred there, did my my high school, went to uni there, and then I came to Christchurch about 3 years ago now, just for a change. And I love sports, play a lot of netball. I have a massive passion for people with disabilities. I've sort of always worked in the disability sector in different roles. Mm-hmm. Started off as a support worker and then sort of worked up from there. So. Yeah, that's a bit about me.
Yep. Could you tell us more about NZCL and what do you do in your role as a whānau support facilitator?
Yeah, so NZCL is a nationwide disability support organisation. So we're all across New Zealand and we support people with disabilities to live their best life, whatever that looks like. Them really. Mm-hmm. We have a whole bunch of different supports, support services. Mm-hmm. So we have respite homes, residential homes, vocational services, for homes for people with Huntington's, yeah. And I work in the community support side of things. So I support people that live at home, mm-hmm. With mum or dad, or maybe their friends or other whānau members. And manage sort of support workers who are able to take them out and help them achieve their goals throughout the week.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's a really rewarding role. I really enjoy it.
That's good. What does your organisation offer though with a disability?
I guess we want people to live really full lives, and we make sure that people with disability have their say. In their own supports, mm-hmm. whatever that looks like to them. Mm-hmm. So we offer people personalised support to get them out into the community, to connect them with whānau, to have equal opportunities just as anyone else. Just really want them to have a good, healthy, happy life.
What motivates you in this role?
I think it's just seeing people happy, mm-hmm. And seeing that I'm actually making a difference in people's lives, I guess. Like, mm-hmm. it may be a small difference, but it being able to wake up every day and knowing that I'm helping somebody is really motivating. And just meeting really cool people, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What aspect of this world do you find most rewarding?
Sort of going on from what I said before, like being able to help people achieve their goals. People have heaps of different goals, big or small, whether it's they want to move out of home or get their first job or, make new friends or get out into the community, and being able to say, hey, well, here's a support worker that can help you achieve that goal, mm-hmm. and seeing it happen. We've got a great team of support workers all across New Zealand. I manage a small area. Mm-hmm. I think it's just really rewarding seeing people able to achieve what they want to achieve with a bit of support.
Mm-hmm. We love hearing inspirational stories. Do you have any inspirational stories you to share with us?
Oh, inspirational stories. I don't know if I have one specific, mm-hmm. But I think just watching people, I guess over time sort of come out of their comfort zone. I've seen so many people who, when I first met them, were really, really shy, maybe didn't know how to interact with a big crowd of people or even have a one-on-one conversation, mm-hmm. And now they're able to, come to a social group or a sports group or go and order their first coffee by themselves, and before they would have never stepped into a shop on their own. You know, seeing people move out of home and be able to live independently, it's so cool. Mm-hmm. So I think just lots of those little things really that add up over time.
Mm-hmm. If you were not working at New Zealand NZCL, what would you like to be doing?
I don't know. I love sport, so I would love to do something with sport. That's always been my thing. Maybe I don't know. I'd love to get paid to play sport, but that's probably not going to happen. I would love to be a florist. I've always wanted to do stuff with flowers, so those are sort of my two separate things. But I think disability sector for now is where I belong.
Yeah. What do you enjoy doing when you are not working?
I have a dog, so I love taking her to the beach. I live near the beach, so awesome. Love going there for walks, going for runs, hanging out with friends. I love op shopping. That's a big passion of mine. And yeah, playing lots of sport. That's sort of how I wind down at the end of the day, I'd say.
When did NZCL first open in New Zealand?
That's a great question. I want to say it was 1999, but I could be wrong, but around there. We used to be NZ Care, and then we merged with Geneva Community Living to form NZCL, so that's our name now. But we've been open for quite some time.
Because I thought it'd be awful. For some reason, I thought it was New Zealand Care Living for some reason. So that's what it said on Google.
It can be quite confusing, so do not worry.
Nah. What are your strengths and weaknesses of your job?
For me specifically, or just about the role, like the
pros and cons? It doesn't really matter too much.
I'm not too sure. I guess the strengths, or I guess the pros of the role, is you get to meet really cool people. I mean, I get to travel. I'm based in Christchurch, but I go down to Timaru and Ashburton quite a bit, so I get to travel, and I think it's just a good way to meet people. It's good if you're extroverted, but I think if you're an introverted person, it's probably, I guess, maybe not the role, or it might be a bit harder because you do have to have talks with families and new people quite a lot of the time, so that might be maybe something that others may struggle with, and I struggle with sometimes as well. I really love the role.
How many staff work at NZCL?
I'm not too sure. I think for NZCL specifically, we have maybe 1,000 or 2,000 across New Zealand. But NZCL is part of a bigger organisation called New Zealand Health Group. So under that overarching organisation, there's lots of little mini organisations. I think we have over 10,000 support workers all together under the New Zealand Health Group. I have, just for sort of South Canterbury, I have about 30 support workers that I manage, and they're amazing. They're great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Not really. I think if people are wanting support from NZCL, we're government funded, so we're funded by your local NASC. The NASC is all around New Zealand. So if you're wanting to get some support or know more about what we do, you can email our info line or just get in touch with your local NASC.
If someone's son or daughter would like support through NZCL, what do they have to do? Do they have to fill out an enrollment form or anything, or just ring you up?
It would probably be best for them to get in touch with their local NASC. I know where I am in the Christchurch and Canterbury region, it's called LifeLink, so they have your funded supports through there. Mm-hmm. But there's NASCs all around New Zealand, so give them a call and they'll be able to tell you if you're eligible for funded support. So if you have a diagnosis of a disability, then most likely you would be eligible.
Mm-hmm. How can people get in touch with you?
If people want to get in touch with me specifically, they could email me. It's just abby.collier@nzcl.nz. But if you'd like to go just straight to our general email, it's just info@nzcl.nz. Or you can go on our website, just type in nzcl.nz. It's lots of NZs in there.
No, that's all good. This show is available as a podcast from the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from our site. Just look for the programs tab. Links to stream podcasts can also be found on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio Southland. You can subscribe on the Apple Podcast platform and never miss an episode. You can also look for the podcast on Spotify. Search us out and make sure you follow us on the Doodle Play or Apple App Store. And then make sure you select Radio Southland as your station. Thank you, Abby, for giving me the opportunity to interview you this morning over the phone. Tap up the awesome mahi you do as the whānau facilitator at NZCL. Saw Third Love on the radio every Wednesday afternoon at 12:10 and replayed every Friday afternoon at 1:45 on 96.4 Radio Southland. This podcast will go live tomorrow, Wednesday the 28th of January 2026. Thank you.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.